Welcome to Burrito Quest, week 58, the ultimate sin.
It's pretty good.
First bite, doing really well.
Yeah. Plus, extra quesadilla, which is on the list. Oh, hey, there's extra salsa. Good. Extra quesadilla was on the list. We decided we were going to eat those, so we're eating them as a add-on to our burritos for the night.
I have no idea what's in this burrito, and it's really good.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
I was second bite off third before.
So, Ultimate Sin has chicken, bacon, pico, green chili, milanesa, and cheese.
It's one of the best burritos I've bitten into in the first bite so far.
So, yeah.
I'm digging it.
Auspicious evening. We're on an off night. I'm doing this on Friday night instead, because ISAC was...
California
dreaming.
This is a good burrito, man. Holy shit.
See, this is what I wish their breakfast burritos would be.
It's the milanesa making sense with everything else that's in it. Like, these spicy ingredients are really working with it. The meats are really working with it. And the bacon actually makes sense with the milanesa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bacon and milanesa is like some sort of, like, bacon Alfredo.
I think bacon and chicken goes together pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Add some extra fat to chicken, dude. It always helps.
Kind of common.
Not
common,
to you.
Common knowledge, whatever.
You. Semi? How would you know that?
Your opinion's kind of lame.
I read about it.
That's pretty much what you just told me.
I read about it on the internet.
I'm like making my way to this burrito at a pretty fast clip.
It looks like your tongue's hanging out of your mouth.
That's talking to Isaac, not to me.
Whatever.
Stop trying to kiss me, Ben!
Maybe it's talking to me. I don't know.
Man.
This is really good.
I'm going to try a little bit of salsa, but I don't know if I really...
I don't want salsa.
Salsa's pretty good in it.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try salsa. Who would have guessed that Dan was the first person to touch salsa?
Yeah, what's up? You guys are slacking. Salsa. A-holes.
This might be one of my top burritos.
That's pretty good.
I think so. I like the texture, too. Everything's chopped up kind of fine, but not so fine that it's like some saucy mess.
Nice. Yeah, it's not mushy.
Oh,
I'm digging that about it.
Is this just because somebody really awesome made it? Was it Salsa Bro?
Salsa Bro. He was working tonight.
Salsa Bro made it. Wow. This is really good. I'm going to miss that guy when we're done.
Yeah. Well, he'll probably still be working there, Ben. And I'm guessing you'll probably still be eating burritos from there.
I know. I've got an addiction. I have a problem, guys.
I ate 15 burritos this week.
I think we need to have meetings.
Yeah.
Pretty regularly, though.
So how about once a week and we'll get burritos?
Right. Talk about our problems.
I was like, don't we do this?
Yeah, I was actually kind of happy to see that he was working tonight. We kind of boned him. We didn't bone him a little bit, I guess. We just got him. We made him get a rush.
I bet this is what the Deer Hunter would taste like.
Whoa.
If it tasted like what you say it would taste like.
You want to hear that?
What?
I've got a bone.
Oh, well.
Is it a chicken bone?
Well, I hope so.
It was all crunch.
It was a finger bone. Salsa, bro!
I'm going to miss that guy. Again.
That Salsa Bro's talent.
The quesadilla is a little lackluster.
Should I eat it now?
No, Ben, save it. Save it for afterward.
I figure if I mix the two of these, it'll come out okay. Welcome, Amy.
Yeah.
No,
Amy just showed up.
Get out of the treehouse.
We had to pause it because my dogs are barking at her. Because they're idiots.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have to pause it, but I did anyway.
We got you an aardvark, and there's also... Is there enough quesadilla?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's an extra... There's four chunks of quesadilla, so... You're more than welcome.
You're welcome to it.
Let me move this recording device.
Whoa!
I guess, sir. Yeah. But this is there also.
Yours, in case you want those.
What?
You're getting pretty full eating this burrito.
What's up, dude? Do you feel like you're out of practice?
I bet you ate a lot of food in California.
Is me? Mm-hmm.
I did, but somehow I lost weight.
Really?
Which was like really
probably because of that thing on your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isaac's just got a massive hematoma.
This some sort of monster.
For all our Amp Guard buddies out there, bell ditching, really fun, really dangerous, but also really fun.
Don't kick people in the knee with the side of your thigh or your calf.
That'd be really cool if I could kick people with my thigh.
I actually kicked them with your tibia.
Nice salsa.
Your mom's tibia.
Spicy sausage.
Spicy sausage, that's correct.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, I'm getting some.
You're ruining our boys' club.
All right, so we have Ultimate Sin. What is this quesadilla?
Chicken fajita quesadilla.
Chicken is a bell pepper and chicken.
It's got veggies, chicken and cheese, I think.
All right, I'm gonna eat it. Here goes. This is a first for me.
It's okay.
Don't taint my experience.
Don't taint.
I do what I can.
With your taint.
Well, that's also possibly true.
Don't chode my quesadilla.
Yeah.
It's like we're in Sage's Burning Wheel game.
It's a pretty gay game. I don't know if you guys noticed.
I do now.
I don't know what they're talking about, dude. I didn't hear the gayness. Maybe you're finally tuned to it for some odd reason.
This kind of tastes like chicken fajita.
He's got
yeah.
It tastes like chicken fajita.
Amy is joining us, and she got an aardvark.
Sorry, guys. There are now boobs at the table. I apologize.
I don't mind them. It's Isaac, the one that has issues.
We're going soft.
He always shouts to our girls. Well,
we're going soft.
Boobs are soft.
They are very soft.
One day I'll know that for myself.
Oh.
Amy's eating an aardvark, which is really a much finer burrito than we ever gave it credit for.
When it was we were crediting our first, dude.
Yeah, I know.
It's like the best burrito ever.
Like, this is kind of okay. I don't know. We'll give it a 3.
Why
ever?
You never remember
why
your
is
first
it the best
time
burrito
bottom.
Ever, Amy?
Because it's filling. It's got, if it's done right, a good level of spice to it.
Hmm.
It's got potatoes. And sometimes they cook the meat just a little bit too long, so it's kind of crispy, which is... Perfect.
I remember that.
Potatoes.
It's perfect.
What the hell burrito was that we ate with Cameron?
Oh, yeah, with the toast.
Burnt toast.
Toast.
What? It was the burnt toast. It was a 3 steak burrito that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
You guys had toast
yeah, but
in
all,
the burrito.
All, we had steak in ours, and they were. It was crispy, too.
That's true, but I forget what burrito it was. It was when Isaac was gone.
Ball.
So, yeah, that was a good burrito and quesadilla.
Yeah, wow, I'm getting
quesadilla
hungry.
Is...
I'm hungry. I'm getting full. What am I talking about?
Getting stupid.
That quesadilla looks sketchy.
It's just
it's got vegetables in it. Vegetables!
It's peppers.
No vegetables.
It's got fucking broccoli and celery, carrots,
no
and cauliflower.
Uh-uh.
It's got eggplant.
Yeah, I would totally recommend
what
this burrito
this
to somebody.
It looks like papaya or something. What is that? Is that cheese?
It's yellow bell pepper.
Oh.
They come in yellow too, Amy.
Whatever.
Just like people.
They all looked at the same to Ben, though.
They all look the same to Ben.
We didn't have any racism on this quest, so I figured I'd add some.
Nobody can hear you, dude. You're too far away.
I'll come back and be racist. Don't worry.
Ben, that's so racist.
Ben, stop it.
Come
You're
on.
Hurting us all.
We should mimic Ben's voice and interject it earlier in the podcast.
So
I don't like gypsies.
Sage is a gay.
Hi, guys.
No, Ben's back.
Shut up. Amy, shut the fuck up. He's right there.
So that was a pretty good burrito, but Isaac hasn't finished his yet.
Yeah, I did, actually.
He's on his
quesadilla.
Oh.
You ignorant fuck.
What did you guys eat? Tell me about your burrito.
The ultimate sin.
It was ultimate something. I don't know if it was ultimate sin.
It was ultimately delicious. Do you want that salsa cup? We like save you some salsa.
Oh, salsa cup. Okay, yeah. Salsa cups are ready to be for that.
Yeah.
Ultimate
that one was set aside. Especially.
Do what we tell you to in the treehouse.
It's my fucking treehouse, dude.
And if you could burp as much as humanly possible.
Yeah. Burp and it will be your treehouse.
So.
Must I?
Yes, he is.
Nice.
Oh,
very
one.
Nice. I submit to your authority.
Okay.
I
can pee on it too. Make it a little better.
Whoa.
Alright, Ben, complete your thought because you've been trying to get it in here for 10 minutes.
I forget what I was thinking about.
I pooped.
You were going to tell Amy about this burrito.
I said, tell me about your burrito.
Oh.
And then
you
went crazy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It has basically all the meats that are good in it. Steak, chicken, bacon. Or
there's no steak.
Really?
Oh, the shoe's on the other foot.
Is
Mr.
Really?
There's no bacon. There's bacon in this?
There's no steak in it. So it's just chicken and bacon?
Chicken, bacon, milanesa. I don't know. Whatever I said at the beginning.
And pico, I think.
Pico.
Pico, cheese, yeah, stuff.
Wow, so chicken, bacon, pico, green chili, milanesa, and cheese. It's really good. It's a good combination.
Spicy.
It's busy spicy.
My lips are all spiced up.
Is that the only burrito that has bacon and milanesa?
No.
Deer Hunter has it, too.
No,
it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. The mock Deer Hunter does.
That's the one we just ate.
No, there have been more that have...
Ultimate Sin.
Gosh, do we really need to go to this?
We do.
I
mean, it's the only burrito I actually remember we eat.
Deer Hunter?
Sandia special, but that had barbecue sauce and melanese.
Yeah, no, keep going.
Medicine Man, steak, chicken, bacon.
That might be the one I'm talking about.
Let's choose Medicine Man might be the one, because Medicine Man is kind of a bootleg.
I told you.
Deer Hunter.
Macho Man, chicken, bacon, beans, egg, melanese. I don't even remember that one.
Whatever. Shut up. Stop looking.
I'm looking.
Ignorant fuck.
It's like every burrito has bacon and melanese.
Don't you boss me around, Ben.
Okay.
So what does he do now?
He's going to
take Ben, fired from Burrito Quest.
Nap time.
I have nothing to do. Okay, we should rate these burritos. Should we rate these burritos?
Yeah, sure. I'm down to rate them.
How would you rate this burrito, Daniel?
Well, hold on. Don't put me under the gun yet. Let me explain that I was prepping myself for something that was bad. I was like, in case it's bad, I hammer it with this. I don't even remember what that was, so I'm not even sure I can think of the opposite.
Prep your ratings?
Well, I was thinking about it. Yeah, we were supposed to do this Tuesday, so I got a rating together on Tuesday.
True, so you're
then
days in advance.
Go nowhere.
All right, that's cool. I'm not going to judge.
Okay.
So, how are you guys doing?
I really like this burrito, dude.
Oh, me too. It was one of the best we've eaten. Top five.
I might rate it over Kid Dynamite.
I would say this is probably better than Kid Dynamite because the Kid Dynamite, while being delicious, was very sloppy.
Yeah, I like the consistency better on this one.
This was a very mature burrito.
Mature burrito. It's good.
I like Kid Dynamite better, but they're still top tier burritos. It had a Rihanna in it. What?
Okay. I will rate this burrito electric lighting.
I like electric lighting.
It makes a lot of things possible. It's one of the best inventions
ever. This burrito makes
a
lot of things possible.
You shut your mouth! This is my rating.
It's true.
This burrito makes a lot of things possible.
It's true.
So I'm going to rate it the electric light bulb. One of the best inventions man has ever
come up with. What about the squiggly light bulbs? Is it that one or is it one of the incandescent? Is it one of the regular ones?
I don't give
ones?
A shit. I'm talking about electric lights. It could be fluorescent or incandescent or LED or whatever.
So if it's a light that gets electricity to make it light, you're happy with it.
It is us not having to use fire to see by.
Cool.
Shut up, man.
I'm going to rate this burrito calling in sick, but not actually being sick.
I think you've used this rating before.
No, I don't think I have.
You use calling in
this
or
sounds
being sick
really
a lot.
Familiar.
Although you might not have used this combination.
Have I actually used this rating?
I think used a permutation of it, but I think you were like.
We would have to go back.
It's like calling
but
in
if you
want to
go ahead and lay it down as your final rating, that's fine.
No.
I'll go back and look
and
just make fun of you when I post.
I will rate this burrito walruses.
I don't think you've used walruses.
That's true, I haven't. They got tusks.
Are you going to quote Wikipedia now for us? They primarily live above...
Don't do that,
no, dude. Wikipedia probably says, walruses and tusks are very gay.
Yeah.
They hump each other all day.
Tusky gay dongs. For the cock.
No, I rate this walruses that aren't gay and don't hump each other all day. Although if they were
What do you
gay,
have against them?
I wouldn't care.
No.
I cut you off there. I'm sorry. I preempted you with my tolerance for gay walruses.
Good. Good.
So there you go. A gay walrus.
You're getting where this is going. Picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah, I got it.
How about you, Isaac? What would you rate this?
I would rate this a Negra Modelo.
Yeah, you've used that before.
No, I said Fat Tire.
You didn't even finish. That was awesome.
It wasn't even that funny. Shut up, you fucking dweebs.
I'm pretty sure you used a permutation of this before.
Yeah, I am. I know. I think I rented Fat Tire.
Yeah. I think you've rated Guinness before, too.
Yeah, Guinness.
So,
we can use a beer. We can use a beer standard.
Well, fucking thank you, man.
So not as good as Guinness.
You want me to rate it a fucking sea lion?
Wait, let him do it.
Okay, sorry, go ahead. Negra
He's
Modelo.
A big boy.
I don't even remember what the fuck I was going to say.
What kind of Mexican beer?
Negra Modelo.
Yeah. Not my favorite beer. I like it a lot, though, and out of the Mexican beers, it's my favorite.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Ben?
Yeah, does that meet your high standards, Mr.
Wait,
Walrus?
So if we're going to go off the Walrus standard now, you have like sea cows, sea lions.
It doesn't. It rates Walrus, but not Narwhale.
I would not rate it as Narwhale. No, hell no. But I would definitely rate it higher than seals.
So what would
otters.
Be your favorite?
Oh, but seals are
cool. Otters?
Seals and otters are totally cool.
Otters, they crack shells on their belly.
They're pretty awesome.
They also jack off like nobody's business.
Hey,
They can
makes
hang
them closer
with,
to me.
With those gay walruses. No, I
I'm so many steps removed from a jacking off otter. That's nice. A sea critter. What about a muskrat?
I've seen a muskrat in real life.
Jack off, though?
No, it was just...
Not as cool, continue, you Ben.
Haven't you actually rated things on a scale of Mexican beers on which one's your favorite?
I think you did Corona or something before, but
no,
I don't think
you
did
Corona.
Alright.
Because I'm not that big of a fan.
Let's not fight, guys.
Disagree, disagree. Oh God. I'm pretty sure Ben was the only one that came up with a rating tonight that he used before.
I don't think so. Women are
animated. Shut up!
Amy, how would you rate your aardvark this evening?
I would rate my aardvark this evening. Going to White Sands and drinking beer on your furlough day, good.
That's pretty good. Like White Sands Missile Range or
White Sands? White Sands, the
White Sands National Monument.
White Sands National Monument.
I can feel
that's
that.
That's pretty good.
Is that a good rating?
Yes. I mean, because it could be really
I don't
hot
know.
And
why don't
that
we
brings
fucking
it down, but you didn't specify.
Consult the walrus wizard over here.
Let's ask the walrus.
But I'm pretty sure I've never used
that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure
the
you have.
The walrus auger.
Okay, so, wow.
So next week.
Oh, we need to rate this damn chicken quesadilla.
Fuck.
We thought you were done.
Tecate. Mm.
You stupid son of a bitch. You know, the funny thing is, I'm gonna rate it like a fucking, like a, I don't know, a sea lion or something.
Why would you rate it?
No, I should actually give this thing an honest rating because, I mean, Tecate is just like a zinger rating. It's actually not a bad quesadilla.
It's not a very good zinger.
Yeah, it's,
it's not a very good zinger. And this is a better quesadilla than that was a zinger.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I would say I will rate this like one of those little monkeys that has those tiny little faces, but they're not very big.
Spider monkey?
I don't think it's actually the spider monkey, but they got the pink face with the huge eyes that don't close.
Like a lemur?
Yeah, I rated a lemur because I don't really like lemurs a lot.
That's totally not what it is, no. Though. You're probably thinking of sugar baby or something.
Sugar baby? The little candy?
No, a sugar baby. As in the nocturnal marsupial.
I'm thinking about toffee candies?
Yeah, the ones you get.
You're thinking about a sugar daddy.
But they make sugar babies too.
Yeah, their sugar babies are small.
Oh, well, there's also animals.
I kind of like those, though, so I'm not going to rate that. This.
I think lemurs are badass, and I don't think this stands up to being rated a lemur.
What about a baboon?
I think
they're
kind of
dirty.
I mean, cool. They're primates, dude. They're all pretty cool.
Damn it.
I'm not sure you could come up with a... You know it's the coolest one?
No.
Is that little monkey that's like the size of the tip of your pinky. You seen that before?
Such monkey.
Tiny, man. Teeny tiny.
I guess you're an anthropologist.
No, I'm not. I haven't used that degree for anything.
Well, I'm going to dispute that. I don't believe there's a monkey the size of your pinky. All
right, whatever. Don't care. So you're rating it a lemur. What do you rate this?
I don't even care what
I'm
rating
it.
I'm going to rate it. How about... Chihuahuas.
That's awesome.
Chihuahuas.
Now, purebred Chihuahuas, I hate them with a passion.
It's okay, V.
Because they're just horrible abominations.
You're not purebred.
If you mix them with shit... They actually don't, like, bug out at you or whatever.
That's right.
Oh, my God, 18 minutes?
Yeah, dude. All right. So I need to rate this thing. I thought this thing was pretty mediocre, so I'm going to rate it tinfoil.
Tinfoil's pretty cool.
Well, it's useful, but, I mean...
It's kind of a pain in the ass.
Other than covering up food, I don't give a shit about it. I could wrap this quesadilla in tinfoil and...
You can wrap this
quesadilla in the fridge and throw it in the trash later.
Wrap this quesadilla in another quesadilla.
All right, yeah. You could...
This is the dumbest burrito quest ever.
Taco Bell.
We can't be as good as last week. Last week was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so...
You gotta practice. You've gone too long.
We're done. Guys, come on.
Okay, next week.
Next week, we are eating Undertaker. God. And hey, guess what? Carrie said she wants to join us for Undertaker.
No girls.
Huh? We've been giving her shit for a long time about not showing up. So.
True.
Well, okay, that makes
and
sense.
And sneaking
is
in to take bites.
Join us, or she can do a drive-by.
No, she said she wants to do the Undertaker with us.
All right, that's acceptable.
That doesn't sound good. Okay, adios, everybody. Keep on burrito questing.